Welcome to the Well-Spoken Word Podcast. Our mission is to coach developing leaders to speak with clarity and confidence. Now let's join Dave Arden and Jamie Johnson as they tackle the shackles that hold you back.
This is Dave Arden, your speaking coach, along with my co-host Jamie Johnson, and we want to welcome you to our second episode of the Well-Spoken Word. Our mission is to help developing leaders to speak with clarity and confidence. Jamie, today we're going to talk about the title of the show, The Well-Spoken Word. Our focus really is on the well. The well is Jesus. He's speaking through us. He's the fountain. He's the one that really makes life flow out of us when we're speaking really in tune with Him. So let's start out with this. How has Jesus really made you a stronger speaker?
Well, I consider Him my source. So I have the gift of gab, but that doesn't necessarily translate into communicating well and getting a message across. So, you know, heavy reliance on Him, man. It's funny, even when I speak on Sundays, I'm back there saying, Lord, you know, just make this make sense. Add, subtract, multiply, whatever you want to do with this message. You have permission to change up and make me forget things, even though I manuscript everything. It's total reliance for me, bro.
It's so important, right? But difficult to really empty ourselves. He's the vine. He says, I'm the vine. You're the branches. You need me to make a difference, right? But sometimes our flesh gets in the way. I know mine does. Insecurities. So I have to really surrender too. Just yield to Him and say, Lord, just allow Your Spirit, allow Your presence to flow through me. Mm-hmm. And then there's this idea of, you know, Jesus is, He's the well, so He's the one that satisfies us. I mean, He is the message, the source, and a satisfying mm-hmm. meal. When we're leaning into Him, He's the one flowing through us to speak that life and to speak that food. He's the satisfying, content food, so that when people listen to Him, they're like, oh, that's satisfying, that's fulfilling. When they listen to us, when they listen to me, it's not so much, right? So I really have to struggle to get out of the way and allow Him to be that. I love the verse in Proverbs 18:21. Life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Oh, wow.
You know, right? With our tongue, we can build up, cast vision, provide eternal inspiration for others. But with the same tongue, we can cuss, tear down, criticize, and start a war in our own backyard. It's amazing how powerful words really are. And I just think about with our tongue, we usher in better days as leaders. Jamie, in a culture today where criticism is in vogue, how can we coach our leaders to speak life into others?
Yeah, speaking life. I was in a meeting, a consult with a group of guys, and the guy that I partner with is more, well, you know, we would call him more prophetic, and so he sees the negative a lot, and he gave them this tidal wave worth of information to help them, but he didn't give them a win to start with. Mm. And so what I did was I looked and I said, okay, they have these traits. If they push play on these traits, they're going to have a win immediately and then want to try some of the harder stuff he's asking them to do. And so I said, hey, may I speak for a moment? And I jumped in and you could just feel the temperature rise from being, you know, just showing them a win. And I've been in a different meeting with the same guy and he's done that piece. He's seen the win, but he was just he was dissecting everything. And so he was looking at all the negative pieces, but growing up for me in a situation that was uber negative, I don't respond to that. I don't respond to, you know, whether it's a pastor or a politician, a TED talk, if they're super negative and heavy handed, it's not the information, it's the spirit in which somebody speaks.
That's such an important part of this ministry and why we're meeting in essence. It's more than just words on the surface. What's underneath, right? What's below the surface that's allowing us and empowering us to speak that message. Jamie, that voice of justice, you're right, is that voice of prophecy for some. It's just that voice of truth in fighting against injustice. And so when that's on all the time and we're not realizing, hey, how are we coming across? We really got to kind of back up and approach that from where we can best make a connection. I think what the challenge is, I know in this ministry, is when we're starting out developing our leadership voice, most of us don't start out with a coach. So we just tend to parrot or copy others, both good and bad, from what the styles we've seen around. I grew up in a church in Reno, Nevada, and had a, you know, Baptist church, fire and brimstone kind of consternation kind of approach. And it just didn't do anything for me. It didn't motivate me. I didn't want to be that. I didn't want to be yelled at. That didn't do anything for me. Heard a pastor in Fort Worth do series, 6 messages at a time on handling hot potato issues or certain aspects of a book of the Bible. And it really just kind of won me over. Okay, here's an approach style that I like. And so I just started off adopting an approach that looked comfortable for me at the time because I hadn't developed my own style yet. So, Jamie, tell us about your progress from a parroting pattern, if you will, to developing the style you have now based upon the calling God has given you.
That's a great question, man. I think that what I've noticed in my journey is that you typically gravitate towards certain speaking styles, right? And then it's not that you mimic them, you just identify them. Maybe you do mimic, I think you mimic them when you're younger. I did, because I had no reference for public speaking or, you know, group speaking when I began to kind of be thrust into this world to do that. You know, what I noticed was in each stage of my life, there's been several guys that I could just identify with their speaking, maybe creativity or timing or rhythm or, you know, humor. And I kind of, without meaning to, probably impersonated them more than I realized until I developed my own voice. But I still believe that most speakers are not original, quote unquote. They're a mashup of guys they respect or they love. And there's a reason, like the different comedians, like, you know, you and I are, you know, always talking about comedians and people we like. And it's, you know, the guy you played for me yesterday when we were together, I remember him, what you liked about him was rhythm. And then I brought up like Ron White, the other, you know, an old country comedian can be kind of vulgar, but I identify with him because of where I come from. I know 500 people like Ron White. I have like 20 cousins like Ron White that speak in that rhythm. And so I identify with that rhythm and that where he puts a joke and that kind of thing. So I really don't believe there's original. I think people are original. But as far as like developing your speaking style, that you've been influenced by people that you enjoy, that you look up to, you want to model yourself after. And then you know, by doing that, you find your own voice, right?
Well, and Jamie, you've got some impersonations, and really one of the fun parts about the show, we want to have fun with this ministry, is you do some impersonations of certain kind of country pastors. And before we go to break here, give us that country impersonation that you've shared with me before.
Oh, wow.
Number three, you do three okay. of them. I want the number third one.
Well, there's like, where I come from, there's a lot of, you know, it's Appalachia, right? So it's like, I'll tell you what, brother, God's going to save you today, and God wants to come down. He wants to lift you up. He wants to take you sideways. He wants to be behind you, encouraging you, that kind of thing. You know, that's just like one example. Then you've got, you know, the guy's like, I don't know. They got that tear in their voice, and they talk like this, and they just want to say things, and they want to help you, and they're real they begin to brag on themselves, like, I don't know why millions of people love me the way they do, and that kind of thing.
Well, so thank you. So we're going to have some names for patterns. We don't want to go after people. We love everybody, and we're all in a process of growth.
No.
We want to name patterns, and that first one had like a sing-songy kind of pattern to us, and I think we can say, hey, there's a sing-songy type. That second was kind of that false bravado or false humility kind of pattern, but we really want to develop our own style. We're going to come back right after break and talk here about, hey, how can you develop your style based upon the calling God has given you and the blends of the calling to make you speak well and effectively share your heart. So we'll be right back.
Do you struggle to find your own voice or to speak with confidence in public? Do you need to grow in effectiveness as a speaker in order to become a better leader? If so, then the Chosen to Speak book and Chosen to Speak community can help. They have a mission to coach developing leaders to speak with clarity and confidence. Start your journey today by ordering the Chosen to Speak book. Chosen to Speak can be found on Amazon.com. Now back, Well-Spoken Word.
Welcome back to the Well-Spoken Word. This is Dave Arden, your host here with Jamie Johnson. We're talking today about finding your own style of speaking based upon your calling and who you are as you're created to be. We all struggle to find our own unique voice because we typically start out without a coach, just hearing and parroting other styles we hear and we listen to. If I'm called to be a shepherd, though, which that's really my strength, my heart, then I'm going to have a shepherd's voice. Other people are called differently. Some are called to be more innovators. I know, Jamie, you're an innovator. We both have innovator bents, and so we have that innovator voice. You're a visionary, Jamie, and you come out with that strong vision voice and cast a good picture of where things need to go. Maybe you're listening today, and your voice could be that of a protector or a bridge builder. Maybe it's a business voice or a comforting voice. Maybe you have a chaplain kind of heart, and you're able to bring that voice. Maybe you're an accountant. And you have an accountant perspective, right? Analytical engineering voice. Maybe it's an academic voice that you've got to share. Who you are really helps define how you speak and the way you come across. And those callings, if you will, those passions also, they blend together to help us find our own unique message and our unique heart. You're not always going to get great comfort from an accounting voice, for example. You're not always going to get great innovation maybe from an analytical voice. And so we're not casting judgment. We're just saying, hey, your calling is unique. Your calling is special. So find out who you are. Discover your pathway. Moses said, who am I at the bush, right? And so that discovery process was important. And we want to learn more about ourselves as we work together and as really good coaches. Coaches are the ones really that help make the difference in that. So, Jamie, let's talk a little bit about what difference has coaching made in your life, in your leadership, and really in your speaking.
Well, it's the game changer, right? And I think one of the key pieces of coaching or mentoring, either one, you know, I mean, they're different. You know, each one has a different role. But I think it's affinity. I think if you have a coach that they're not in it for themselves, they're in it for you, and they want to draw the best out of you, and they're, you know, they care about you, you care about them, you develop a relationship over time, and they're just trying to help you be a better you or better at what you do, it's invaluable. It's the game changer for me, because you know, so many times we're kind of self-delusional, and we don't mean to be, but everybody is. You know, the Bible says a man left to himself brings his mom to shame, right? So like, if you just go down your own path with no correction, you're headed for destruction. So I think that coaching, what it does is it's got to be done in infinity. I keep saying that it's got to be done in infinity. You have to have somebody that cares about you and somebody you trust, and then they draw out of you the best of you. They're not in it for themselves. They're not in it to make themselves look good. They're in it to help you be better. That's my thought on that, you know.
I really appreciate you sharing that, because that's a huge part of our ministry is finding, nurturing, caring coaches. We want somebody as a coach who's going to nurture, care for us, accept us where we are, but really want to help us to grow. In chapter 5 in our book, Chosen to Speak, we talk about coaching. We talk about Aaron's role and specifically reasons to have a coach. It starts with this, you know, have you ever heard yourself speak in public through a mic or through recording? It's a bit of a shock at first. I know it is for me. I used to absolutely despise hearing myself. I still don't feel the most comfortable at times when I get really jazzed up and talking too fast. But what an enlightening experience, you know?
Oh, it's awful. It's awful. I go back a lot of times and watch my Sunday message, and I'm thinking that I am like on fire, you know? And it's like, man, was I doing a funeral there? What in the world? It's like low energy. So, you know, I'm like, so yeah, it's, you know, evaluating self and being honest with yourself. Everybody has weaknesses, right? I mean, we all have weaknesses. We all have strengths, and it's playing to your strengths and managing your weaknesses and coaching and, you know, and then camaraderie, others getting around other speakers, man. It's so important, you know?
We understand people are hearing something on the outside that's different when we're speaking on the inside. It doesn't come across the same way that it does in our mind. And so a coach is vital to help us give us feed. This is what I'm really hearing. This is what you think you're saying. Love the Craig Rochelle quote. Mm-hmm. The biggest myth about communication is that it begins even to begin with. Like, we think we're saying something and we're missing it. And same thing, self-delusion, self-deception. For years, I was too fast, too many words, having people struggle to speak. So a coach is vital to help you find your rhythm, to get in pace right, to pick you up when you fall down. A coach is going to help you stay focused. Key coaching in our lives, Terry Whitty, what's your main idea? What are you really trying to say? And what do you really want the audience to know and to do, to really ultimately to be? And those questions are vital, helping us come back week by week as we teach, as we share, as we lead a business, to be able to say, what's our main focus? What are we really trying to come across? And coaching, it's made a huge impact on my life, and I'm just so grateful to have others in our lives that invest in us. Can you name a coach or two, Jamie, that you really want to brag on a little bit today that's helped speak into your life?
Well, that's easy for me. That's Dr. David Schooler. He is, well, you know, that's not only a coach, but mentor, tremendous friend. We meet weekly. He's 82 years old. He's been in the game a long time. He's invaluable. And then, you know, man, I have younger voices in my life too, Dave. I've got guys that are, you know, generation away from us too.
Great.
Gen Z, Gen Z. I've got millennials, but Gen Z especially. I have several guys that I work with that are that age, and you know, I get to be a big brother to them. A lot of the things you and I have been through, they're just now going through, and it's a big deal to them. To us, it's like a dumpster fire, but it's a big deal to them. But then I'm looking at them, picking their brains, seeing how they listen to story, how they share story, how they interpret story. you know, that not in style, not necessarily the truth or what they're trying to get across, but the style that they speak in. And man, it's so invaluable. And then, you know, you have your cheerleaders too, man. You got to have those cheerleaders. My wife, you know, if you talk to my wife, I'm the greatest communicator since the Apostle Paul. And she just, you know, she's very kind. My dad too. You know, my dad's like, I don't understand why you're not on TV. And it's like, well, my looks for one thing, but I've got more of a face for radio. You know, the other pieces, you know, just, they're very gracious. You know, your fan, the people that love you, that they want you to win. They don't see what a good coach will. So you got your cheerleaders, you got your mentor coaches, and they help you. Cause speaking is just grueling, man. You're vulnerable. You're in front of people. You know when you've messed up, you know when you get sidetracked, you have those voices in your head, especially if you're like us, like I have ADD severely. There's a conversation and 50 thoughts going on most of the time in my head. You see a joke that flopped and then you're panicking, or you don't get the laugh or the response or whatever. And a great coach comes along and said, hey, man, you know, that was funny. Or like right now we're going back to not having lighting in the auditorium, right? And so I can't see people's faces. So, and I can't always hear when they're laughing, and I'll think something, my wife will be like, man, they were cracking up. Like I couldn't hear anything. You know, I heard the air conditioning running.
Well, Jamie, I'm going to jump in here. We're running out of time here. That was a wonderful point that you made, that we need multiple coaches, even the younger generation at the table to speak into us, to empower us. If we're going to a funeral, we need a comforting type voice to coach us. We need others who are going to speak into our lives. So our question today as we wrap up, what's our takeaway and do you have a coach? Jamie, any final takeaway comments before we wrap?
Well, I've said it several times and I, you know, repetition, man, affinity, find a coach that believes in you, that you can connect with. I mean, that's key.
Thanks for joining us today. We're so glad you're part of our podcast, second one. And we're looking forward to having you join us the next time on The Well-Spoken Word.
The Well-Spoken Word podcast is a production of Chosen to Speak Ministries. Learn more about Chosen to Speak at chosentospeak.com.